B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Stan.
Dr. Bastardo.
How are you doing?
I'm congested. It's in the lungs. It's in my sinuses. And it's been lingering for almost 5 days now.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused.
What do you mean, doctor? It's my doctor, Dr. Ray Bastardo.
I was just wondering if you could set me straight as to why it is that I'm calling you. Well, you didn't call me.
I didn't think it was needed. I'm using regular cold medicine.
Okay, the NyQuil and the nasal spray. Yeah, you didn't think it was needed.
Not at this point. I don't want to waste your time. You're a busy man. You don't need Stan calling you up every time he gets a sniffle.
Yeah, well, you want me coming down there telling you how to do a radio show?
No.
You let me do my job.
All right, but I'll let you do your job if I think I need you. I'm just battling a little cold.
I think you do because, first of all, it's going around.
Is this something that an antibiotic will cure, or does it have to get just better on its own?
Well, first of all, we can't just hand out antibiotics like that. It could be viral. We got to see what it is first.
Yeah, you got your viral, something that's viral, and then what's the other one?
Or bacterial.
And it's the antibiotics that will take care of the bacterial, but the viral has to get better.
There are certain medicines that have antiviral properties, but it's generally a little more difficult to treat.
Right.
But look, my big concern here is what I've been hearing.
What's the matter? What have you been hearing?
I understand that it's affecting you and, your respiratory system.
Yes.
And you just don't feel so hot overall.
I don't. And it's, but, I'm coughing. The spasmodic cough, the sleepless nights.
As your doctor, I feel like I should just tell you to take a couple of days off.
Well, you know as well as I do, Doc, it's the same thing with you. You can't, even if you're feeling bad, you can't take a couple of days off. Who's going to do this?
You know as well as I do. I got a lot of patients, and several of them listen to you.
Right.
And the reason I'm calling you today is the word unlistenable was used.
That the show is unlistenable because of me?
They say that you have been just a raging lunatic.
What are you talking? I'm not being a raging lunatic. I'm trying to do the show, but...
Look, let me shoot straight with you. The word a-hole was used.
Oh, who's telling you that?
More than one person.
All right, I'll be honest with you, Ray.
And then I hear you made a 14-year-old girl cry.
I didn't make an old 14-year-old girl. See, that's what happens. It's like playing that game telephone line. One person tells another person, and if you didn't hear it, Dr. Bastardo, don't say that I made a 14-year-old girl cry. I didn't.
And then you said something nasty about Martina Navratilova?
No, I was in support of what happened with her. See, you don't know what's going on. I didn't make a 14-year-old girl cry. Some guy called up, wanted stuff, and I was a little short with him, and he got all bent out of shape that I made him look bad.
Look, Stan, as your friend and as your doctor, what you're saying makes no sense. You sound scatterbrained to me. I'm very concerned.
Well, then what do you recommend, Doc? All right. Yeah, I didn't call you ahead of time. I thought I can manage this myself. Evidently, you're hearing through the grapevine that I'm doing all kinds of things, and I'm scatterbrained. There's got to be something you can do.
You want to know where I heard it from?
Where'd you hear it from?
I heard it from Dr. Imbroglio.
But
then again, he's always dramatic. He's always involved in some sort of ridiculous nonsense. It's always drama with him. So I take it with a grain.
Thank you very much. And you know what? I don't know how many doctors will actually sit around and listen to the show. Maybe he was told by somebody. See, you're getting it like third or fourth hand. I'm a likable guy, Doc. You know me.
There's lots of doctors listen to your show. You remember the bald fellow that we golfed with a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah.
Dr. Alopecia.
Yeah. Dr. Alopecia, he was a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a great time with him. But listen.
Yes.
Yes, what do we do about this?
What do we do about it?
Here's what we do about it. Nancy! I'm going to call you in.
Yeah.
Something that might ease your symptoms. Okay?
Yeah.
What I'm going to call in for you is a mild sedative.
What? That's TV stuff. There's no saying, what a mild sedative. That's what they give like a hysterical woman in the emergency room. Doc, what can you do for her? I've given her a mild sedative. What do you mean you're going to give me a mild sedative? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm
giving you a mild sedative so it'll calm you down so you stop hemorrhaging listeners.
I'm sorry. I don't feel good. I think I'm a little feverish, too.
You know who I saw today?
Who'd you see today?
Guy who I guess is a pretty good bass player.
Yeah.
Plays with a group called Funky Town.
Yeah? What about them?
They do a lot of 70s hits. Yeah, they might have played at the casino once.
Maybe.
He invited me to a gig when they get one. So I said, you know, I'm busy. I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe I'll make time.
Well, you always like to say to yourself, I mean, I've heard you are the doctor to local celebrities. You know,
well,
there's a
like
lot of people in the media and entertainment that you take care of. I'm not the only one.
Well, that's true, you know. Not every doctor can say they're looking after Michael Landon's great nephew.
Yep, exactly right. Athletes, musicians.
Sure.
News media people, they're always in your office. You're showing me pictures nonstop and telling me what they're on.
Yep. Had a guy in here used to work for Kiss.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, lives in Bonita now.
Oh, really? And so he came. What was wrong with him?
Yeah, well, I guess he was a roadie / guitar tech, and he got fired because he tried to wear his own makeup, and they don't like that. Uh-huh.
And you believe that he was a roadie for Kiss?
Oh yeah, he's got his picture there in the makeup there, right by an amplifier.
Everybody does that, Dr. Bastardo. You go to a Kiss concert, half the crowd's got the makeup on.
Oh, Stan, I seen the picture. I'll show it to you
okay,
next time.
Okay, whatever. And I'm sorry I'm snapping at you, but you called me up in the show and you're telling me I'm hemorrhaging listeners.
Well, if this doesn't get better, is it in your throat?
Yeah, it's in my throat. It's in my lungs. It's in my head. What are you going to give me other than a mild sedative?
Well, you say you've been, what have you been taking now?
I've been taking ibuprofen. I've been using the nasal spray, nighttime, that Alka-Seltzer nighttime cold medicine at night, trying to, you know, help me sleep.
You still shotgunning that albuterol like I showed you?
I did. I take two hits of it a night before I go to bed to keep the lungs open.
All right.
So I'm doing everything right. That's why I didn't call you.
You still taking that Alka-Seltzer stuff?
I just told you I'm taking that. I take it at night before I go to bed. But here's the other thing. They're good for 4 hours, so I take them at 10 o'clock at night, and by 2 o'clock in the morning, it's wearing off, and I'm all congested up again.
What you're going to do is, if this doesn't get better, I'm going to send you to see Dr. Thrush.
And Dr. Thrush specializes in what?
Well, he's an ENT, and he'll find out, you know.
Dr. Thrush. Yeah, it's an appropriate job for him. Dr. Thrush. How long have you known him? Is he a good guy?
I've known him for a couple of years now.
Okay, the last time I got a referral, you found me the most expensive
here
guy.
From Boone, North Carolina.
Okay, all right. Let me ask you, will he take my insurance?
And what are the odds that when he lived in Boone, North Carolina, he treated a member of Pat Boone's family?
Okay, that's great. Is Dr. Thrush on my insurance? When you send me to the foot doctor the last time, he wasn't. I had to get a different foot doctor, and you nearly blew your top because you didn't get your cut. It's all about money for you, isn't it? It's all about a lot of money. How much you making off? How much you making off a Thrush?
You saying you had problems with Dr. Bunyan?
Dr. Bunyan wasn't on my insurance. I had to pay straight out of pocket if I went to your referral. I had to go to somebody else who was on my insurance, which is why I'm asking you about Dr. Thrush, the one who worked with Pat Boone in Boone County, related to Daniel Boone.
We didn't have this problem until we started electing Kenyon's president.
Will you stop with that? You know what? I'm feeling worse right now. This is taking every bit of energy out of me.
We're going to get you that mild sedative. You're going to keep taking the ibuprofen. You're going to flop, flop, fizz, fizz.
Okay. Yeah.
And, by the way,
yes.
Is your fiance sick?
No, she hasn't caught anything yet. She seems to be fine.
I haven't heard anything back from Bulbasini. Did she go to get her hoo-ha checked yet?
She goes next month.
All right. Well, why am I surprised, you know? Middle-aged man knocking on death's door, making people angry, and she's right as rain.
Huh? I'll head to my pharmacy after I get out.
You got any swelling?
Swelling?
Yeah, swelling? You got any swelling? Yeah.
Swelling where?
Anywhere.
No,
swelling? Any swelling?
I don't think there's no, maybe my glands a little bit. But other than
okay.
that. Yeah.
Okay. Look, what I want you to do is I want you to make a fist, and then as hard as you can, I want you to go right under your rib cage and hit yourself. Okay?
Why?
Just do it, please.
Now?
Yes. As hard as you can.
Under my rib cage, but then my heart is under there.
Yes. I want it as hard as you can.
I'm not going to punch my heart.
I would be there, and I would do it myself, but we're over the phone. Let's just get this out of
the way.
All right,
what I got to do?
I just want you to hit yourself as hard as you can right under the rib cage.
With a closed fist, as hard as I can. All right.
Yes.
All right. Am I supposed to feel anything?
Yeah, did that hurt?
Yes, it hurt, but it's getting up the phlegm.
There you go. You're welcome.
Kick his ass!
Entertaining, edgy, unpredictable. It's the classic whose appeal is timeless because the topics it took on are as hot today as they were then.
Well, we've learned a lot in the last 25 years.
Not an awful lot, sir, because you're still an idiot.
At a time when talk shows are pushing the limits, America is ready to take another look at the show that broke them to pieces.
Do you understand what the word pervert means?
Yeah, you.
It's the show that critics have hailed as more important than Oprah. Still making headlines today with electrifying appearances on national television. Still just as edgy, still just as outrageous, and compared to today's talk shows, more entertaining than ever.
You ought to have your head examined.
That's because it's a phenomenon that's never been outdone.
Leave me alone! Get the hell out of here!
A phenomenon that was way ahead of its time in every way. This is the show that's guaranteed to be a sensation all over again. Stan and Heaney, afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Now Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. On all afternoon.
Fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, Stan and Haney here.
Yeah, it reminds me of the time I was in that folk Russian group. We called ourselves the Volga Boatmen.
Thursday edition, I could...
All right, I'm sitting down.
Okay, well, you need to know.
I don't want to know. I don't. Everything's fine right
think,
now.
Do you think I wanted to know? So the big caper for
hold
the,
on.
What?
Because right now,
yeah.
As far as I know,
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Everything's great. I would so like to keep it that way.
Well, if you, I'll try to keep it that way in that regard. Thank God you didn't have to go to the digital meeting. He wouldn't be in a good mood now. Look at Rob over here. The man is falling apart at the seams. But that's not what I'm going to talk about.
Why? What was the digital meeting about today?
The digital... Okay. I'm going to try to do this without getting angry. You want to know about this. I didn't want to talk about this. Now, Marvin wants every segment of your show, our show, Rob's show, to be categorized with some catchy name.
About video games? I can do that.
Then do it!
Because isn't that what the meeting was about?
No, part of it was. They got... How many companies Beasley got now? They got... What are they? Esports, right? Esports.
Yes.
And then what's the other one?
I think the esports was combined...
With... Something. There's
know.
Another company. And so they're
You know what would be a great idea?
What?
The work shopping club, because people don't like home shopping clubs anymore.
Yeah.
And just admit that people waste time at work and have it the work shopping club and operate it from 9 to 5 only with lots of flashing lights and special
but you
buzz
need
deals.
Every segment of your show titled.
What?
So that it gets clicks. So Rob has
what?
Rob has his show.
Can we even do that?
Rob has his show.
No, I mean, is it even split into segments? I thought we
no.
just
threw the whole thing against the wall.
The only thing that you guys regularly do at the same time every day is the grab bag.
Yeah.
And that's so I'm going to submit that.
Well, you're going to have to just do it as, you know, grab bag volume one and then just go numerically.
That's not catchy enough, according to Marvin. You need something.
What the hell does Marvin know
Marvin
about anything?
Marvin went and proceeded to tell us.
I wouldn't let Marvin balance my checkbook.
I agree with you. Because he has something on his site called something. Marvin took it upon himself to tell Rob that he should call it something else because this doesn't grab me personally enough.
But I thought our clicking numbers were fine without bothering people.
Yeah, that's I guess that's what... But it's so much deeper than that, Haney. Because by titling something and making it local...
They make you sit in a room with Marvin every week?
It is living hell! It is living hell!
I'd go one time, and there wouldn't be one every week anymore.
No, I know that. But he's... See, he's instructed, though, by the higher... I don't think Marvin wants to do these meetings. I don't think that he does.
Yeah, I don't see him as being highly motivated. No.
I can tell that he's very uncomfortable during it. You're not confrontational, but you bring up a lot of good points.
I'm passive-aggressive. I was bringing up points.
Now, Marvin doesn't realize what a favor I'm doing him, because, Rob, could you imagine if I was in that meeting?
Well, I don't think we'd have any more meetings.
No, I know.
Because, I mean, just look what you went through yesterday at this time.
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, jeez. I thought I had to be sitting down.
No, you do. But keep your eyes looking at me right now. Not even at him. You can look at him. I don't. Just stay even envisioned.
Because I thought I was doing you a favor there, bud.
I thought you were, too.
Now, look.
Okay.
He still hasn't found his key to his Jeep.
Oh, he never will.
So there was an all-out...
Because he said that the guy maliciously took his key.
I understand that. That's passe now. He's got $250 and they're going to make him a new key.
Where's he getting $250
from? I don't know.
I haven't gotten that yet.
I don't have $250. So I didn't... So they had the all-out search going on here. And I... You know what? I should get a thank you after this is over with. Although maybe a half a thank you.
You mean the entire building was enlisted?
People were looking around.
Because I know Karen was looking.
I know. People were looking around. Matt Mangus.
That's Mick Mungus. Matt Mangus.
Was in here looking. Now, we always know that this place, in this room...
There's things you don't want to find.
Yes. And there's odors. And it's like, is this coming off me? I don't think so. Matt is in here. And this is where it gets sick. Matt's in here, and he goes behind the record or the CD rack. Yeah, there's still CDs. We don't play them, but they're still back there. And lo and behold, he finds...
An original copy of The Singing Senators?
No. Good luck finding that.
That's probably worth like $1,000 now.
He finds, not a small one, a mummified bullfrog.
Oh, so that's what this is.
Yes.
I knew it was
now,
a carcass
of
some kind.
Hold on a second. So, this isn't...
Why'd he put it in my trash?
Look. It's in your trash.
Yeah, and why did he put it in my trash,
And you
then?
Should say thank you. You know why?
Why?
Because I come in here today. Last night they found the mummified bullfrog. It's a big one. Still in sitting position and... dried out like through and through.
Yeah, looks like he died doing what he loves.
Yep, waiting for bugs. They got him. So they find this, and I'm not talking about a little toad or a tree frog. This is a bullfrog.
Different world after Irma.
Sure is. They take this mummified bullfrog.
How would a bullfrog get in here?
They come through the door. There was a lot of water here during Irma.
But there's also several different layers of doors.
And you also know that it was coming through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Right through the light fixtures.
Right through the electrical fixture.
They can be anywhere. So Matt thinks it's funny to take this mummified bullfrog and put him right there on the counter. So I'm walking around putting stuff in the room here and getting my stuff ready. And I'm going, what that? What it? Oh my God! It's a mummified bull. It disturbed me. So what happens? I said, get it out of here.
It's like the King Tut of bullfrogs.
Yeah, I said, get it out of here. Get this. This is inappropriate. Get this out.
No, he threw it in my trash. He didn't take it out.
No, I did.
Oh, so he ignored a direct order from you?
No. I said, get it out. I wouldn't touch it. Rob wouldn't touch it. Nobody wanted to touch it, including the chief engineer who didn't want to touch it. You know what the chief engineer said? And I stopped him. You'll verify this.
I can verify.
He said, you know what? We don't throw this thing away. Let's put it right on Haney's keyboard to his computer and have him sit down and have that mummified bullfrog staring right at him. I said, I forbid that. And you got him kicked into the garbage pail.
All right. Because I don't want Richard to feel like he got ripped off. I will give you now the same reaction that I would have as if the bullfrog was on the keyboard.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. somebody's a comedian.
Yeah, that's what you'd say.
Dave, get this bullfrog out of here.
Yeah, well, Dave would have done it. But he wasn't here.
Dave will eat it.
You don't want to eat this. This thing has been hollowed out. Something has been feeding on it.
It would be like Jack Link's bullfrog.
This is the kind that you see. Remember the Budweiser frogs?
Yep.
Like that. Hollowed out, still in his sitting position, eyes open, ready to go, bud.
Well, what does that say about the air in here if it mummified instead of just rotting?
It's bad. It's bad.
The ancient
Egyptians, breathing that in.
They had a process they had to go through with a lot of different chemicals to make it look like that.
Yep. What have we been breathing? When a frog...
You know what? If you and I were overcome with fumes and nobody checked on us, we'll end up just like that bullfrog.
Yes, we
would.
Look
at them. They're sitting in the chair right by the microphone.
They're still there. They're good. They don't miss shows.
Yep.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. By the way, we had Dave throw out the bullfrog before we did. Rob just photographed it. We're going to have it up on the Facebook page.
You know, I hate to admonish Dave. But I had to yell at him for playing with it.
Oh, he was out. Dave was outside.
It was like a new toy.
Playing with the mummified frog. Kind of reminded him back when he was a kid when he would play with dead animals and do pentagrams and all that.
No, that wasn't him.
Like
that was
fires.
That was his girlfriend.
Well, then he knew about it and was in on it. Jeez. You're going to get a look at this.
Why is that painting always
That has been
up?
Sitting there forever.
And it pops up all the time.
Yep. Let's get to the... There it is. Right there. There's the frog. Stan and Haney Facebook page.
How much does it cost to get a bust made? You and I need a couple of busts.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yep.
I'm sure there is some artist out there that does that.
And
we get a, we get a bust made.
Have a couple sitting up there at reception, a couple back here,
yes.
A couple for home.
Yep.
Bulk order.
Yes. Well, you know, at least three pair.
With 3D printing, they should be able to do it.
They should be able to do that and then spray a little bronze on it to make it look, you know, really
good.
Yeah,
like the trophy I got for winning the Pinewood Derby.
Yeah. Grab bag.
When I went, wait, this isn't gold.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. Let me start out the grab bag by saying this has happened to Haney on more than one occasion and won't surprise him and shouldn't surprise everybody within the sound of my voice. Shouldn't surprise you. And it describes it to a T. A woman noticed a strange, almost burning smell and some smoke coming out of her AC vents in her car. When she checked to see what the problem was, she saw a bunch of straw and other nesting materials in her car. Thanks to a squirrel who found a nice hiding place under the hood.
We had a tree guy here, and we were talking about this tree, and I made a comment for how many walnuts there are up in that tree. It's amazing that you don't see them all over the ground. And the tree guy kind of laughed and said, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Well, now we know where they all went. The whole entire compartment was filled with grass and walnuts. We spent about an hour pulling out walnuts and hay and some straw, all types of stuff out of there.
Yep.
Yep, they do it.
Twice that happened to you.
Yep.
Garaged car still goes and manages to... And the thing is,
well, the first
you're probably driving around with the squirrel in there.
Well, the first time it happened, it wasn't in the garage. But the second time it happened, I don't know how the hell it got in there.
Decided this is warm, secure, hidden.
Well, the worst is when we worked in Melbourne. And, you know, I worked all kinds of hours there. And it was dark. It was cold, really cold, and I go out to start my car, and it's like, ah, damn it, what do I got, a dead battery or what? And I pop the hood, there's a friggin' cat.
Oh, sitting, that happens a lot.
Sitting, little kitten, right perched on the fan, the big fan.
When I was a kid living up north, the cats in the neighborhood used to go into the cars where the fan belt was, and many a cat lost their lives.
I'm just lucky that my car evidently had some sensor that, hey, there's something blocking the fan.
This, you're going to hear a great 911 call.
And that cat was insane, too.
Well, if they do it, it's warm.
You remember that? There was a lot of retarded cats around that
I know,
building.
You had one that was blind and deaf.
That's the one. I took it home.
Just goes and feels the heat.
Because it was that cat would have died.
All from the inbreeding.
Well, that cat would have died because it was cold enough to kill it. Yep. So, you know me.
Yeah, big heart of gold.
Yeah.
This has got to rank as one of the top 20 911 calls that we've played. I don't think it exceeds Freddie Wilhite because of the horrific crime.
Oh, Freddie Wilhite is in a league of his own.
This one makes the list. 79-year-old guy in Oklahoma was driving with a loaded gun in his car when his dog got scared by a train going by. Dog jumped on the gun and shot his master in the leg. Luckily, that's the man... His was a 44-year-old woman. Luckily, she survived. A man saw his companion there, shot in the leg, called 911. This is a great call. This is a great 911 call.
What happened?
Well, a gun went off.
She shot herself?
No, she didn't do it herself.
Who shot her?
Well, it just went off. Well, I had a dog in here, and he stepped on the gun.
The dog shot her?
Yeah. She's bleeding pretty bad.
I don't feel good. I gotta lay down.
Oh, come off of it. You're tougher than that, I know. I'm trying to find something to wrap around her leg.
Okay, do you have a clean, dry cloth?
I can take my belt off maybe and wrap around the head of it.
Okay, do that.
You gotta admit... Good one. Oh, come on. You're tougher than that. You got to I can take my belt off.
Well, how old was he?
He was 79.
Yeah. No surprises left for him. That's another day at the office.
Who's on the phone?
I have the home phone number of the 911 guy. I'm on the phone with them right now.
Oh, you're on the phone with them?
Yeah, to see if they'll come on with us.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Damn. No.
Yep. Yep. 79-year-old from Oklahoma.
See, that's America.
That is.
You don't hear him panicking.
He's not panicking. Dog got scared. It was a train. Had a gun in the car.
Yep.
Gun went off. He won't come on, will he? Too much media attention with that one. Too much media. Did he yell at you?
He didn't. So I spoke with him on Monday night.
Probably figured out probably them lefties calling. I don't trust the media.
They left his phone number in the 911 call.
Yeah.
Except for the area code. So I tracked down where the area code was and spoke with him Monday. He was fine talking then. Today,
I guess, tired of it.
Yeah, I guess a bunch of people have called because he handed the phone over to his son, and his son just said, no, he's not going to talk, and hung up on
him. Oh, here.
What happened?
Well, a gun went off.
She shot herself?
No, she didn't do it herself.
Who shot her?
You moron.
It just went off. We had a dog in here, and he stepped on the gun.
The dog shot her?
Yeah. She's bleeding pretty bad.
I don't feel good. I gotta lay down.
Come off of it. You're tougher than that, I know. I'm trying to find something to wrap around her leg.
Okay, do you have a clean, dry cloth?
I can take my belt off maybe and wrap around the head of it.
Okay, do that.
Yeah, I reckon so.
This is the lowest of low. Woman in New Jersey. 71-year-old Teresa Davis and 38-year-old Keisha Brockington are facing fines. Why? Cheating at a bingo game.
Yeah, bingo's big business. It's a shame, but, people sometimes they get desperate and they do things.
People would step so low to do something like that, and it's a disgrace to this community.
It seemed like they did their homework, so it wasn't an accident. So, I mean, you know, they were trying to get some money out of it.
Nowadays, I won't pass anything by anybody. It's amazing what these people can do nowadays. I think they should go to jail.
You got
to
do what's right, morally right.
How do you cheat at bingo?
It says here... Two women in New Jersey.
Seems pretty straightforward because they're in control of the numbers and they're in control of the cards.
Arrested last week for trying to cheat at a church bingo game to win $200.
So what did they do? Just mark something they didn't have? That's stupid.
71-year-old Teresa Davis, 38-year-old Keisha Rockingham are now facing fines of up to $1,500 for cheating.
Stan, it's a $200 pot.
Yeah,
come on.
That's a good one. What's this sound, Haney? What is this? What is this?
That is Dave after eating hot Mexican food. He's got one hand over his chest and the other hand is holding up one finger, like the 1 second thing where he's trying to tell you what's wrong with him. Is that
close?
It?
It's a baby bat being pet. He was liking it.
Bats aren't meant to
be
petted.
They are not. That's cool.
You know what? I don't really, I'm not anti-bat,
yeah.
But they've got their business, we've got ours, and never should the two meet.
They're like parallel worlds. They're in their own little world, we're in ours. Now, we see them, but they shouldn't bother us, and we shouldn't bother them.
And I remember when your daughter was attacked, and you reacted 100% properly.
Yep.
You fled.
Yep, fled. Jettison the equipment, shoot to the top.
And she was on her own.
Yeah.
Because what use are you if you get attacked as well?
Yeah, when I see the bat flying in her hair and stuff.
Yeah.
What musical instrument is Scotland known for?
Bagpipes.
Yes, sir.
You know who's a hell of a bagpipe player?
Who?
Attorney General William Barr.
Good for him. Oh, that's right, I saw him.
Yep. Very good.
This guy takes it to the next level. He was in Scotland bungee jumping while playing the bagpipes.
You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Step.
Scotland the Brave.
A
Oh, that sound.
Yeah.
And that song specifically. You think about it. And take yourself back many hundreds of years. There's no firearms or anything. You've armed yourself as best you can. You have maybe some improvised armor, and you know there's a big battle coming, and you hear that sound from miles away. Oh, crap, they're coming. They're coming.
Ozzy Osbourne, he's still recovering, friends, from that bad fall earlier this year.
I didn't know he had a bad fall.
Yeah, he screwed up his vertebrae. He just wanted to let his fans know.
What was he doing, walking?
Yeah. He just wanted to let his fans know he's on the road to recovery and he's not retiring.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Ozzy. I'm here to give you an update on my condition. Well, as you probably know or you may not know, at the beginning of this year, I had a bad fall. I just screwed all the vertebrae in my neck and had to have surgery. I got more nuts and bolts in my neck now than my car. I'm not dying. I am recovering. It's just taking a little bit longer than everyone thought it would. I'm bored stiff of being stuck on a bed all day. I can't wait to get off my and get going again. But you're just going to have to be a bit more patient. I just want to say one thing to the fans. I sincerely thank you for your patience, your loyalty. I love you.
Most people that were watching what should have been just a routine, as the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine Dodger Stadium took on the Washington Nationals in the deciding game. It should be a no-brainer. The Dodgers have been playing for the pennant or in the World Series like the last couple of years. Should have been academic. They had their best pitcher, Kershaw, on the mound. Well, as the game is getting into the later innings, the Washington Nationals tie the game up, and then it goes into extra innings. Dodgers a little bit worried. What the hell? Are we going to win? Are we going to lose? They lost. Home grand slam home run in the 10th inning by the Washington Nationals.
To center field. Bellinger's back. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick with a 10th inning grand slam to break it open.
Wow.
It is 7-3, the former Dodger breaking hearts in Los Angeles.
The Nationals go on to play for the pennant now against the Cardinals.
Did they cut to the network executives throwing their caps on the ground? And
here's what the network executives have to worry about and Major League Baseball has to worry about. The Rays are playing their deciding game tonight. And against the Houston Astros, one of the best teams in baseball. Rays have won two in a row, and they win tonight. They're going to go and play the Yankees for the pennant. A Yankees-Cardinals World Series is an all-time classic. Be just fine. Can you imagine how baseball is going to go and say why if it is the Washington Nationals against the Tampa Bay Rays in the World Series? They'll go, oh, my God, why?
They will do whatever they have to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. All right, here we go. This is pretty cool. Steve Miller. The Pompatus of Love.
Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the Pompatus of Love.
Where'd that come from? Where the heck did that come from?
It fit the song phonetically.
He was on The Tonight Show, and Jimmy Fallon asked him that, and here was his answer. The Pompatus of Love.
You came up with the phrase Pompatus of Love. Well, that was an old doo-wop song, you know, and it was like, come closer, darling, and I want to speak to you about the pompatus of love.
Yeah.
You know, except I think it was a different term, and I had misunderstood it, so I made up the word pompatus. And the funny thing about that was for years after that, I would get letters from people going, Steve, what does the pompatus of love mean?
Yeah.
You know, and I had no answer.
I have no idea.
It's just a song. You know?
Yeah.
He was on there talking about his godfather, Les Paul, and how his father got Mary Ford and him together, and they had the wedding at his dad's house and how, because his dad, I guess, was really big into tape recorders.
Weren't we all?
Yeah, and you know, Les Paul, he was into tape recording too and making weird sounds, and they, and he was born and got guitar lessons from him, and it was his godfather.
That's so weird to look at Steve Miller and see an older man. Yep.
Grab Bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We're going to take a break. By the way, coming up on the show today, later on in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a chance to win. We got some great prizes. And also later on today, our question of the week. 4 o'clock safe word, 1 hour from now. We're Stan and Haney.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, about 19 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou, so be listening for that. Also, we'll be telling you out throughout the day. We got a busy weekend here at K-Rock. I know we got Adelita's Way coming to the Buddha on Friday. We've got Bike Night in Cape Coral on Saturday. Sunday, we got Taco Fest. It's all going on right now. Hour away from our question of the week. Going to give you a chance to win right now. And realize I'm just the messenger of information. We love our ladies. We love them just the way they are. They look at themselves in the mirror and say, well, I've got to do this. I ought to go and pay to have that done, this done. Let me change this, add to this, take away from that. A recent survey was done. To get the, they won't, guys won't say it to your face. They love you. And they won't say it to your face, but somebody's got to go. So they took the guys aside and asked them, what is the least favorite thing that women do when they think they're making themselves to look pretty? There's nothing better than a natural beauty. Doesn't have to wear the makeup. Doesn't have. They can have a messy head of hair. They're just naturally beautiful.
Yeah. They roll out of bed and their hair is a little messed up. It makes them more beautiful.
They asked, a survey asked a bunch of guys, what are the things women do to their bodies that we hate as men? You don't have to do that. Why did you do that to yourself? Because you're thinking internally. Externally, you look beautiful. I have the top 10 things that men say they don't like what women do to their bodies when they get themselves all dolled up. These are the top 10 things men say, don't do that, ladies. Don't do that. You don't need to do that.
Oh, you mean like when they get on a kick? I'll be
careful.
Away
yeah,
I just gotta shut up.
We have Stan and Haney barbecue saw. We have $50 to the pewter mug.
Because you're not engaging me in conversation. Yeah. You're teasing a game you're right. about to do, and yeah, anything I would say would be answered.
Could
and I shouldn't be sabotaging your efforts here. Your good efforts to try to engage the audience.
Thank you. Trying to get the audience thinking. Barbecue saw, pewter mug, 8th annual Brouhaha Craft Beer Festival.
An observer.
You're an observer of
not
this.
Not a participant.
However, having said that, before we go to commercial, I will ask you, Haney, if somebody didn't, what you think is on here.
Oh, I'll be shocked if what I'm thinking is not.
We also have Taco Fest tickets. Top 10 things on the board. These are things guys said are their least favorite things women do to themselves while they think they look pretty. 277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. Let's play Stan's What's on the List. 877-977-9600. Ladies think they're making themselves look pretty, making them more attractive for their guys. But if guys could honestly go and tell you and sit you down and say, don't do this, I've got the top 10. Your job to name one of the things on the top 10. These are things women do to themselves when they think they're making themselves look pretty, but guys really don't like it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tim.
Tim, what do you think's on this top 10? Things that women do thinking that it's attractive, but guys really don't like it.
I'm going to say fake eyelashes.
You betcha. Number 5 on the board.
Nice.
Fake
awesome.
Eyelashes. Guys don't want to see you in fake eyelashes. They want your normal eyelashes. What would you like?
Agreed. You said something about a brewery.
Yeah, we got the 8th annual Brewhaha Craft Beer Festival at the Mercado on the 19th. You want to go?
Yes, please.
All right, hold on. You got the tickets. Fake eyelashes. Don't wear them, ladies. You think it makes you look good, but guys don't like it. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, it's Mike.
Mike, we have fake eyelashes. What else do you think is in the top 10?
I mean, too much makeup?
That is number one. That is number one. That is men's least favorite look when a woman just cakes on so much makeup that it almost looks clown-like.
Absolutely.
What would you like?
Pewter mug.
Done. You got the pewter mug, buddy. Hold on. That was the number one answer. Men's least favorite look is when women put on too much makeup. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, what do you think's on this list?
And they color their hair purple.
Color, so color does, types of color doesn't matter. You're saying coloring their hair?
Yes.
Not on the list. 2779600. Fake eyelashes. Too much makeup. Those are on the list. Ahoy, who's this?
Carmelo.
Carmelo, what do you think's on the list?
The old big fat lip injection.
Yep. Right there on the list. It's number 4, the plumped up lips. Just doesn't work for guys. You're not fooling anybody when you look like you're all swelled up in the mouth. What would you like?
You got Taco Fest?
I do. I've got Taco Fest for you. Riverside Park in Bonita Springs on Sunday. Hold on. Yep. Plumped up lips. Does not make you look better. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Randy.
Randy, what do you think we got? Fake eyelashes, plumped up lips, too much makeup. What else do you think guys do not like to see on women? The women think they're making themselves pretty or doing something to their bodies, and we don't necessarily as guys like it.
I say sometimes the way they dress, overdress or too much showing or...
Nothing to do about clothing. This is their bodies. By the way, a little side information for you on this, because it did look into other things. 52% of women would consider having plastic surgery on their face. Yet 63% of men do not want their wife or girlfriend to get any kind of plastic surgery. It's not on the list. Now, something that is done like a plumping of the lips and stuff, this is the broad thing. Remember how like Joan Rivers would go and get the whole big facelift? That's not on the list.
I'm looking like a clown.
Yep.
A surprised clown.
Yep. Men have said that even a minor procedure they wouldn't like having done. And 23% of them said if they had major plastic surgery done, they'd be embarrassed for their wife or girlfriend.
Well, it is such a gamble.
Yep.
Because sometimes it's really well done. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
If you truly...
Understated.
Yep. That's got to be the key. Understated. 277-9600. We have too much makeup, plumped up lips, fake eyelashes. Guys don't like this stuff. What else is on the list? Ahoy, who's this?
Kyle.
Kyle, what do you think's on the list, the top 10?
Fake boobs.
Number 7, specified too large of a fake boob. You got to have it, and Haney and I have said, proportional to you. You get these huge, big boobs. Most guys don't like them. What would you like?
What do you got? Sorry,
let's see. I got Babacusaw left. I've got Pewter Mug left.
What's the computer mode?
All right, hold on.
And, you know, we have seen them all, Stan.
We have.
You know, I don't mean to brag, but I think we've seen most varieties up close and personal. And, I mean, including the ridiculous strippers.
That they look like big beach balls.
And I got to tell you.
Not attractive.
They think that it's the greatest thing and that they're doing us a favor and shaking them in our face. And we're just looking at them going, that's not right.
Nope.
There's nothing appealing about that.
I think in 23 years of doing this afternoon show, we've seen hundreds of these women that have come in with these kickball size boobs.
And it's just like there's nothing appealing about
nothing.
It.
But they think, ooh, this is what they want.
It's like,
no, it's not.
Lady, you have actually paid somebody money to have yourself horribly disfigured.
Yep. But like we said, if it's done proportionally to your body, it's nice. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bert.
Bert, have you won in the last 60 days, Bert?
No, I haven't.
All right, I'm just checking.
Why are you accusing Bert?
Because I just sense that he has. Bert, what do you think's on this list? If you haven't
How about
won anything.
Fingernails, all the
what?
Fake fingernails and the fake fingernails.
Fake fingernails. Not on the list. You get a woman that gets a nice manicure done. That's nice.
You get a nice back scratch.
You damn right you do.
But on the others, man, you don't want to make them angry.
But then you see the women that will go and have them that are like 6 inches long.
And then you wake up in the morning, you got tiger stripes.
Yep,
across
well, that
face.
Happens. They can be used
you're
as a weapon.
You're not telling me something I don't know.
Nails. Not in the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, Jason.
Jason, we have too much makeup, plumped up lips, fake eyelashes, huge fake boobs. Guys don't like this. What else do you think's on the list?
As a personal preference, I'm going to have to go with when they draw on their eyebrows.
You betcha. It is on the list. Number 8 on the list.
And it,
you know what? And it's a kind of a popular thing right now with these women that actually are drawing on thick their eyebrows. And you can tell they're painted on. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
Nope.
I got Pewter Mug or Babacusaw.
You know what, fellas? Let me get some Babacusaw.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Hold on. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 left. I'll take a couple of more phone calls, go down the complete list. There are 4 left on here. Ahoy, who's this?
Good afternoon, this is Ray.
Ray, we've got drawn on eyebrows, huge fake boobs, fake eyelashes, plumped up lips, too much makeup. There's still some more on here. What do you think is on here?
You know what just looks sick to me is those multiple earrings where you got like 1,000 ear piercings.
Yeah, I agree with you, but didn't make the top 10. One more and I'll go over the list.
I thought you were going to ask me what I thought.
Yeah, then I will. After this, I'll take one more. Ask you if you want to try it and then we'll go over it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, you're our last one for a shot at this. We've got too much makeup, plumped up lips, fake eyelashes, huge fake boobs, drawn on eyebrows. Guys hate it. What do you think's also on this top 10?
All right, I'm going to say Botox.
Number two on the list, Botox, to get rid of little crow's feet, and they do it around the eyes and do it around. Guys don't like it. Guys don't like it. It looks unnatural if you get too much of it. What would you like?
Do we still have pewter mug?
We do. It's yours.
We'll take it.
Hold on. All right, Haney, I got one. There are three left on the list. Four left on the list. One, two, three, four left. Do you want to take a try at what's remaining?
Well, I don't know if they'd be separate categories. And then I have another one, but right. Tattoos and piercings.
Tattoos. Number nine on the board. Yep, good, yep.
And they said breast implants. That's something we're highly familiar with, but you know what they're doing now?
What?
Ass implants.
I know they are. Did not make the top 10.
I'm not surprised, but...
They're out there.
I'll have it noted.
Yep, I agree with you.
I'll have it on the record.
Here's the full list and the details.
But you see a beautiful girl, and she's gone and gotten stupid tattoos or piercings.
Yep, and has her eyebrows on like a crayon.
And, you know, I look at that and I go, you won the genetic lottery.
Yeah.
And you're disfiguring yourself. Yep.
According to a
I
new
like using that word.
What, disfiguring?
Yes.
According to a new survey... Things women do to their bodies that men hate is a long list. Men like natural or light makeup or just proportional, as we like to say. Ladies, here's something you might want to know before you go all out to fix yourself up. These are the 10 things guys hate that women do to their bodies. Nobody got this. Number 10, wearing the super bright red lipstick. Number 9, tattoos. Number 8, drawn on eyebrows. Number 7, huge fake boobs. Number 6, nobody got this. Hair extensions. Well, one day your hair is short, then you go to the beauty shop and... give yourself hair extensions. The guys don't like it. Number 5, fake eyelashes. Number 4, plumped up lips. Number 3, nobody got. A fake spray tan. I'm not talking about even beach, great. You want to go to a tanning bed, great. The fake tan. They spray it on out of a can. Number 2, Botox. And number 1, by far, women who put on too much makeup. There you go. I'm just the messenger. Nobody will say this to your face when you go out all dolled up. It's just the way it is. We're going to take a break. Now, don't leave the radio, okay? Because we're just seconds away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. The Thursday 4 o'clock safe word is next.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, about 19 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou, so be listening for that. Also, we'll be telling you out throughout the day. We got a busy weekend here at K-Rock. I know we got Adelita's Way coming to the Buddha on Friday. We've got Bike Night in Cape Coral on Saturday. Sunday, we got Taco Fest. It's all going on right now. Hour away from our question of the week. Going to give you a chance to win right now. And realize I'm just the messenger of information. We love our ladies. We love them just the way they are. they look at themselves in the mirror and say, well, I've got to do this. I ought to go and pay to have that done, this done. Let me change this, add to this, take away from that. A recent survey was done to get the, they won't, guys won't say it to your face. They love you. And they won't say it to your face, but somebody's got to go. So they took the guys aside and asked them, what is the least favorite thing that women do when they think they're making themselves to look pretty? There's nothing better than a natural beauty. Doesn't have to wear the makeup. Doesn't have, they can have a messy head of hair. They're just naturally beautiful.
Yeah. They roll out of bed and their hair is a little messed up. It makes them more beautiful.
They asked, a survey asked a bunch of guys, what are the things women do to their bodies that we hate as men? You don't have to do that. Why did you do that to yourself? Is you're thinking internally. Externally, you look beautiful. I have the top 10 things that men say they don't like what women do to their bodies when they get themselves all dolled up. These are the top 10 things men say, don't do that, ladies. Don't do that. You don't need to do that.
Oh, you mean like when they get on a kick? I'll be
careful.
Away,
yeah.
I just got to shut up.
We have Stan and Haney barbecue saw. We have $50 to the pewter mug.
Because, you're not engaging me in conversation. Yeah. You're teasing a game you're right. about to do. And anything I would say would be answers.
Could.
I shouldn't be sabotaging your efforts here, your good efforts to try to engage the audience.
Thank you. Trying to get the audience thinking. Barbecue saw, pewter mug, 8th annual Brouhaha Craft Beer Festival.
An observer.
You're an observer of
not
this.
Not a participant.
However, having said that, before we go to commercial, I will ask you, Haney, if somebody didn't, what you think is on here.
Oh, I'll be shocked if what I'm thinking is not.
We also have Taco Fest tickets. Top 10 things on the board. These are things guys said are their least favorite things women do to themselves while they think they look pretty. 277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. Let's play Stan's What's on the List. 277-9600. Ladies think they're making themselves look pretty, making them more attractive for their guys. But if guys could honestly go and tell you and sit you down and say, don't do this, I've got the top 10. Your job to name one of the things on the top 10. These are things women do to themselves when they think they're making themselves look pretty, but guys really don't like it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tim.
Tim, what do you think's on this top 10? Things that women do thinking that it's attractive, but guys really don't like it.
I'm going to say fake eyelashes.
You betcha. Number 5 on the board.
Nice.
Fake
awesome.
Eyelashes. Guys don't want to see in fake eyelashes. They want your normal eyelashes. What would you like?
Agreed. You said something about a brewery.
Yeah, we got the 8th annual Brouhaha Craft Beer Festival at the Mercado on the 19th. You want to go?
Yes, please.
All right, hold on. You got the tickets. Fake eyelashes. Don't wear them, ladies. You think it makes you look good, but guys don't like it. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, it's Mike.
Mike, we have fake eyelashes. What else do you think is in the top 10?
I mean, too much makeup.
That is number one. That is number one. That is men's least favorite look when a woman just cakes on so much makeup that it just it almost looks clown-like.
Absolutely.
What would you like?
Your mug?
Done. You got the pewter mug, buddy. Hold on. That was the number one answer. Men's least favorite look is when women put on too much makeup. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, what do you think's on this list?
And they color their hair purple.
Color, so it, I gotta, it, color does, types of color doesn't matter. You're saying coloring their hair?
Yes.
Not on the list. 2779600. Fake eyelashes. Too much makeup. Those are on the list. Ahoy, who's this?
Carmelo.
Carmelo, what do you think's on the list?
The old big fat lip injection.
Yep. Yep, right there on the list. It's number four, the plumped up lips. Just doesn't work for guys. You're not fooling anybody when you look like you're all swelled up in the mouth. What would you like?
You got Taco Fest?
I do. I've got Taco Fest for you. Riverside Park in Bonita Springs on the on Sunday. Hold on. Yep, plumped up lips. Does not make you look better. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Randy.
Randy, what do you think we got? Fake eyelashes, plumped up lips, too much makeup. What else do you think guys do not like to see on women? The women think they're making themselves pretty or doing something to their bodies, and we don't necessarily as guys like it.
I say sometimes the way they dress, overdress or too much showing or...
Nothing to do about clothing. This is their bodies. By the way, a little side information for you on this, because it did look into other things. 52% of women would consider having plastic surgery on their face. Yet 63% of men do not want their wife or girlfriend to get any
Why
kind of plastic surgery.
List?
It's not on the list. Now, something that is done like a plumping of the lips and stuff, this is the broad thing. Remember how like Joan Rivers would go and get the whole big facelift? That's not on the list.
I'm looking like a clown.
Yep.
A surprised clown.
Yep. Men have said that even a minor procedure they wouldn't like having done. And 23% of them said if they had major plastic surgery done, they'd be embarrassed for their wife or girlfriend.
Well, it is such a gamble.
Yep.
Because sometimes it's really well done. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
If you truly...
Understated.
Yep. That's got to be the key. Understated. 2779600. We have too much makeup, plumped up lips, fake eyelashes. Guys don't like this stuff. What else is on the list? Ahoy, who's this?
Kyle.
Kyle, what do you think's on the list, the top 10?
Fake boobs.
Number 7. Specified... too large of a fake boob. You got to have it, and Haney and I have said, proportional to you. You get these huge, big boobs. Most guys don't like them. What would you like?
What do you got? Sorry,
let's see. I got Baba Kusaw left. I've got Pewter Mug left.
What's the computer mug?
All right, hold on.
And, you know, we have seen them all, Stan.
We have.
You know, I don't mean to brag, but... I think we've seen most varieties up close and personal. And I mean, including the ridiculous strippers.
That they look like two big beach balls.
And I got to tell you.
Not attractive.
They think that it's the greatest thing and that they're doing us a favor and shaking them in our face. And we're just looking at them going, that's not right.
No. Nope.
There's nothing appealing about that.
I think in 23 years of doing this afternoon show, we've seen hundreds of these women that have come in with these
kickball size boobs.
And it's just like there's nothing appealing about
nothing.
It.
But they think, ooh, this is what they want.
It's like,
no, it's not.
Lady, you have actually paid somebody money to have yourself horribly disfigured.
Yep. But like we said, if it's done proportionally to your body, it's nice. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bert.
Bert, have you won in the last 60 days, Bert?
No, I haven't.
All right, I'm just
Why
checking.
Why are you accusing Bert?
Because I just sense that he has. Bert, what do you think's on this list? If you haven't won anything.
How about fingernails? All the fake fingernails and the
fake fingernails? Fake fingernails. Not on the list. You get a woman that gets a nice manicure done. That's nice.
You get a nice back scratch.
You damn right you do.
But on the other hand, you don't want to make him angry.
But then you see the women that will go and have them that are like 6 inches long.
And then you wake up in the morning and got tiger stripes.
Yep. Well, that happens. They can be used as a weapon.
You're telling me something I don't know.
That's not in the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, Jason.
Jason, we have too much makeup, plumped up lips, fake eyelashes, huge fake boobs. Guys don't like this. What else do you think's on the list?
As a personal preference, I'm going to have to go with when they draw on their eyebrows.
You betcha. It is on the list. Number 8 on the list.
And it,
you know what? And it's a kind of a popular thing right now with these women that actually are drawing on thick their eyebrows. And you can tell they're painted on. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
Nope.
I got pewter mug or barbecue saw.
You know what, fellas? Let me get some barbecue saw.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Hold on. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 left. I'll take a couple of more phone calls, go down the complete list. There are 4 left on here. Ahoy, who's this?
Good afternoon, this is Ray.
Ray, we've got drawn on eyebrows, huge fake boobs, fake eyelashes, plumped up lips, too much makeup. There's still some more on here. What do you think is on here?
You know what just looks sick to me is those multiple earrings where you got like 1,000 ear piercings.
Yeah, I agree with you, but didn't make the top 10. One more and I'll go over the list.
I thought you were going to ask me what I thought.
Yeah, then I will. After this, I'll take one more, ask you if you want to try it, and then we'll go over it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, you're our last one for a shot at this. We've got too much makeup, plumped up lips, fake eyelashes, huge fake boobs, drawn on eyebrows. Guys hate it. What do you think's also on this top 10?
All right, I'm going to say Botox.
Number 2 on the list, Botox, to get rid of little crow's feet, and they do it around the eyes and do it around. Guys don't like it. Guys don't like it. It looks unnatural if you get too much of it. What would you like?
Do we still have pewter mug?
We do. It's yours.
We'll take it.
Hold on. All right, Haney, I got one. There are 3 left on the list. 4 left on the list. 1, 2, 3, 4 left. Do you want to take a try at what's remaining?
Well, I don't know if they'd be separate categories. And then I have another one. But
all right.
Tattoos and piercings.
Tattoos. Number 9 on the board. Yep, good, yep.
And they said breast implants. That's something we're highly familiar with, but you know what they're doing now?
What?
Ass implants.
I know they are. Did not make
the top
10.
I'm not surprised, but...
They're out there.
I'll have it noted.
Yep, I agree with you.
I'll have it on the record.
Here's the full list and the details.
But you see a beautiful girl, and she's gone and gotten stupid tattoos or piercings.
Yeah, and has her eyebrows on like a crayon.
And, you know, I look at that and I go, you won the genetic lottery.
Yeah.
And you're disfiguring yourself.
According to
I like using that word.
What, disfiguring?
Yes.
According to a new survey, things women do to their bodies that men hate is a long list. Men like natural or light makeup or just proportional, as we like to say. Ladies, here's something you might want to know before you go all out to fix yourself up. These are the 10 things guys hate that women do to their bodies. Nobody got this. Number 10, wearing the super bright red lipstick. Number 9, tattoos. Number 8, drawn on eyebrows. Number 7, huge fake boobs. Number 6, nobody got this, hair extensions. Well, one day your hair is short, then you go to the beauty shop and give yourself hair extensions. The guys don't like it. Number 5, fake eyelashes. Number 4, plumped up lips. Number 3, nobody got, a fake spray tan. I'm not talking about even beach, great. You want to go to a tanning bed, great. These fake tan. Spray it on out of a can. Number 2, Botox. And number 1, by far, women who put on too much makeup. There you go. I'm just the messenger. Nobody will say this to your face when you go out all dolled up. It's just the way it is. We're going to take a break. Now, don't leave the radio, okay? Because we're just seconds away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. The Thursday 4 o'clock safe word is next.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Amy, 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, especially, I know Rob is very grateful for that. He likes to use the ladies' room on the opposite side of the building.
Yeah.
What?
It's true. Because it's clean. And private. You've used a ladies' room before, Dave, haven't you?
Single use only.
Huh?
No.
Single use? What? Get
no,
away from
man.
Me. I got to make an announcement.
What are you talking about?
I have to make an announcement.
Well, only one person at a time, man.
Hey, can I make an announcement?
Sure thing, buddy. It's your show.
I thought Dave had an announcement.
Yeah, he's got a bigger one. Depends on how you want to look at it. We've been telling you that 96 K-Rock is going to welcome part of Welcome to Rockville 2020, the big, huge concert May 8th through the 10th, and everybody was waiting for the headliner to be announced. Of course, they're going to be at their new location, Daytona International Speedway, and tickets will go on sale on Monday, the 14th at noon. Full lineup will be announced November 19th, but we have just found out that the headliner for Welcome to Rockville in Daytona next year, Metallica. Metallica will be the headliner at Welcome to Rockville.
Woo!
Now, if you want more info, go to 96krock.com, the K-Rock mobile app, or listen to K-Rock, because we will, coming soon, have tickets to Welcome to Rockville 2020 with Metallica. Now, with that being said, I now turn things over to the half-wit, egg yolk, slap nut, Dave.
Slap nut.
Dave. Dave the Waterman, who's got some big station Beasley news.
Absolutely, Stan. Absolutely. As you know.
Now, how they tell him and don't tell us is beyond me. But if it's rumor, he's going on the air talking rumor stuff. Go ahead.
Nope.
Well, I mean, that's what Rachel Maddow does every night.
I was
see where that's gotten her.
No, so I'm in the break room talking to Tight Shirt Tony, you know, pouring me a dooski. And
a what?
I don't know
Mountain
what he's
Dew,
even
man.
Saying.
Mountain Dew.
This is all foreign
so,
language.
It sounded to me like you said he poured you a deuce.
What? No, I'm pouring a Mountain Dew, dude, a dooski, man. You know, getting the cool.
Oh, right on.
All right,
on,
whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Right on,
whatever.
Bro. So anyway, so Tight Shirt Tony, me and him are chatting it up. And him and Melvin, Marvin, Melvin share an office together. So he says, hey, man, you heard the news? I said, no, what's going on? He goes, step in the office. And I stepped in, and Melvin or Marvin is now the director of digital media. That's his new title.
I thought that's what he always was.
Yeah, I thought that's what he was.
Well, apparently he's, no, he
what
got
was
a
promotion. He before?
He's got a promotion.
What are you talking about? A promotion? He's the only one in it.
Well, I guess they're going to hire somebody for him, I would imagine.
Don't imagine live on the air.
Well, anyways, he's director. He's the director. Richard
what
was
he before?
What was he before?
I don't know. Just digital guy.
No, he wasn't. They all have a title, and that's what his title was. That's what he's always been.
Well, then he's...
What kind of news is that?
The president of digital director of
don't
media.
Go around and
I
putting titles to people that
hey,
don't have them.
I just was told that he's director of digital content or media.
You don't know. See again.
Oh,
you don't know.
Oh, my God, man.
Dave.
Dude, let me go. I'm going to go grab
Dave, here's the question.
Yeah, India.
If he has received a promotion.
Yeah, he's got a promotion.
What was his job before he was promoted?
Well,
he was promoted from what to what?
Well, I would imagine...
You would imagine! Don't imagine!
Okay, he was...
Presumably, I would imagine, quite possibly...
He was multimedia personnel, and now he's...
Multimedia...
And there he is! Come here!
Marvin.
What are you?
Come in here. Just come in here. Get up to the microphone and say it proud.
Did you get a promotion?
Did you get a promotion?
I did.
See, wait, hold on. Oh, shut up. Shut up.
I told you.
What were you before?
Digital content manager.
Digital content manager.
So what does that mean?
Yeah.
So I pretty much handle all the content from graphics to articles and videos and everything.
And you've been promoted to what?
Digital program director.
What does that mean?
What does that even mean?
So I'm over...
Are you going to have a staff? You're the staff of
correct.
One. It doesn't matter what kind of title they
we'll
give
be,
you.
We'll be adding an additional body to the team.
That you will be the boss.
Oh, so they're hiring someone so you can be the boss of them.
That means they're going to free up some room somewhere.
Yeah, that means they got to free up some room.
It was nice working with
don't
you, pal.
Don't worry
no,
about
you're
it, Rob.
Safe. You're safe.
No, you'll... Your pay will stay the same, but you're going to be working for Marvin
as
well now.
A few more hours.
You're going to need to come in at 4 in the morning.
Because right I'll tell you right
awesome,
now.
Dude.
First of
so
all,
is this a big deal, Marvin? Because that's what I thought you already were.
Yeah, I thought that's what you did.
Yeah, but there's been a couple changes within the corporate digital team, so reflects down to
I don't want details.
I'm sorry that I don't go to your meetings, but I do that for your benefit.
It's all good reason. Stan suffers.
Because
you got that right.
You'll never do anything with my ideas. There's no budget to implement them, so what's the point?
Are you going to have a budget?
We'll see.
Ask you this, and
I know we don't have a programming budget.
No. Did you? I don't want to know a number. I don't want to know how much. Did they give you a raise?
They did.
Okay, good.
Was it more than 3%?
I'm not going to go into detail, but it was a raise.
Was it more or less than 3%?
Because the standard raise, or it used to be 3%. Was it 3%?
It was more.
It was a lot more than 3%. Let's put it this way. You can buy a new car.
How were you able to BS them into this?
Yeah. Oh, shut up, Dave.
You've
been BSing your life.
But you had to have laid the groundwork for this. You're a sneaky little bastard.
That all came up from corporate, so.
All right, so corporate made the decision.
Marvin, come on.
Something's up.
You can't lie to our listeners. This company doesn't come out of the blue and hand you money unless you have manipulated them.
And you've promised them something that you can deliver.
Traffic. There you go.
Okay.
Clickbait.
That's what it is. It's clickbait.
It's clickbait. Wasn't that today's meeting about clickbait?
Not really, but if you want to call it that.
So how can we do better with clickbait?
Tell them what you said in the meeting. May as well have the meeting here, too.
Because it's all about BS in the public, right?
You can't keep the secret away.
What?
You can't give the secret away.
You can't give the secret away. It's clickbait, Haney. clickbait.
Is that what makes the world go round now? How much is a click worth?
Depends which who's buying it. It's all based on advertisers.
See what they're doing. They look at, here's the deal, and this is how.
If you had to monetize just a click in general, somebody clicks on
$25,
and I'm not even talking about just our company. I'm talking about in general. How much monetized is a click? Somebody just looks at something.
In general, not hit this. In general,
depends on an ad. If you're running regular ads, probably a couple of dollars.
So when I click on an article, somebody's making money off that.
If you click on the ads.
And
if you click on the ads.
And if you click on the pictures. Because last meeting, you have to, on a story, have three pictures. And each time you click on a picture, because you want to see a bigger version of it, or it counts as three clicks to one page.
But that's stupid.
No, they want clicks.
So it doesn't really matter whether it's effective or not. It's just that you get clicks.
It's all about numbers
now,
when it comes down to it.
Here's the mistake I made. I put up one picture of the wedding. What I should have put up was three pictures of the wedding.
Correct.
Then I get triple the clicks.
Why? Correct. You're not making anything off that.
I'm not making a penny. He got the raise, not me.
So as director of digital, are Stan and I going to start getting paid for our digital contributions?
Yeah, you know what? You're digital program director.
Because
you
we
can
get
make
nothing.
These things. We get
that's,
nothing.
That's in the works.
No, it's not.
No. That's,
you're
that's,
a liar. You are a little
now
liar.
Now you know he got the promotion.
You well, know, congratulations.
Smooth talker. Congratulations.
You. Now, you wouldn't say anything about 3%, but was it?
He's going to keep going at you.
That's because I'm a journalist, Stan.
Yep.
I'm not going to say I imagine. I'm going to find out.
You're also going to become a digital journalist.
Obviously. So this is a nice raise for you. You won't say anything about 3%. Will it change your life?
It'll take me to the next level, yes.
That's awesome. Okay. Good for you.
Congratulations. Those are nice feelings.
Because there are times when we've been told, yep, you guys deserve a raise, and then we go, well, where is it?
Oh, you put it in. Don't feel it.
Oh, you mean we already got it. Well, I just wanted to make sure there wasn't some paperwork misplaced.
Then why is my paycheck less?
Don't worry about it, buddy boy.
Well,
you ungrateful bastard.
Yep. Marvin, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, it's all, you know.
Now, hold on. Now, let me ask you this, too, before we let you go.
You got to be very persuasive.
He is.
Because, I mean, you're selling smoke and mirrors.
Oh, it's a bunch of BS.
Is it really because they don't understand the internet?
No, they get it.
Wait a second.
Oh, do they?
So are you going to have power to have an employee?
Yeah, he just said he did.
Yeah,
so you're going to
be a second person.
So is it going to be Rob that has to put in an extra 6 hours a day? You got somebody quite capable right here in Dave the Waterman.
No, you don't want. He can't be near computers.
Dude, he still has to flip phones. Come on.
But he's got seven of them.
Yeah, but he's got a bunch of them now.
Yeah, I got seven, homie.
So as director of what?
Digital program director.
Oh, digital
program director.
It's all about smashing the like
button. Why don't you shut up?
Have you started referring yourself as DPD yet?
Not yet.
That would be the title.
Yeah,
you have a PD and got a DPD.
So does that put you above Matt Mangus?
I wouldn't say that.
In the hierarchy, but yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
I'll be working hand in hand with him.
Let me put it to you this way.
No, he'll be working hand in hand with you.
Yes. Yes. That's because if Marvin comes down and says, I need something done, Matt Mangus better jump and jump high.
And Marvin better be very careful. And I don't know why I'm telling you this because I don't like you. But what happens with this company is they'll get very excited about somebody. And then, if you don't blow the roof off this place...
You gotta blow the roof off.
You'll be blown out. That's why Stan and I are so good, because they don't like us, but they don't really dislike us either. It's like, well, they've been there.
Yeah, they're indifferent about us.
Yeah, that's the way you succeed.
Right now...
You make them indifferent about you.
You've got about a
they're
year.
They're too excited
you're
about
gonna
you.
Be, you're gonna be the golden child around here right now. And if you perform,
can do no wrong for about a year.
But you got to perform. You got to go and send this thing to the third
level. And I'm not
level.
Talking about performing like what you think would be reasonable.
No,
mm-hmm. No. You better double, triple that.
Yep. So just add to your stress.
Yeah, and good. Then expectations will be set there. Well, you know how it works.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's nice you got the promotion.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, thank you to Brad and Adam.
Yeah, how long you been working it, really?
Yeah, since day one. Since day one. You know, let me tell you, because they said a year ago, we're going to start expanding this, and he's been greasing the gears since day one. But good.
Well,
I'm
if
glad.
He hadn't, he wouldn't be getting
of
it.
Of course. You got. That's how it's done.
Right on, dude.
That's why Dave's still doing what he's doing.
Hey, bro, I've been at the top.
Yes, you have, and
Dave,
fell
let's
all
go,
the way down.
You know what? Let's go over your resume, Dave. I think he'd be shocked.
Oh, yeah, man.
Marvin, listen to this.
Yeah, let's see.
I can do it easier than you can, but I want you to do it.
Pull the microphone to your mouth there, Dave.
Use this as a cautionary tale.
I started off driving the van, became that gentleman got fired. I took his position. I became promotions director.
He had his own office and desk. And
was that the most money you've ever made in your life?
No, it was not the most money he ever made in his life.
I actually got, and then I went in, I quit.
Well,
I threw my keys.
You just didn't show up.
Well, no, I quit. I threw my keys down, and then I got a phone call less than 8 hours later saying I was hired. I was working mornings with these gentlemen. Then I got the most money I've ever made.
As associate producer.
And then and then one day I just never came to work. And then that day,
he wasn't fired. He didn't quit.
Didn't show back up.
Yep. So, man, I've been at the top, bro.
And now he's back, and you're doing what?
Sweeping floors and
cleaning
stuff like
vans.
That. Yeah, you know.
And picking up dead frogs.
Yep.
No,
but I'm working my way back.
That's not true.
I'm working my way back.
You are now driving vans, which was your first job here.
Yeah. Back. I mean, well, I kicked the windshield out of one van, man, and then, you know, I've done some, bad stuff, bro. So don't
Beasley
fall
Broadcast, here I come, right back where I started from.
Hey, they love me, bro.
You are now 45 and doing the same job when you first got here
like 18 years ago.
I know, man.
Jeez.
What a hell of a circle.
You're a bonehead. Marvin, congratulations.
Congratulations,
we're going to take
Marvin.
A break.
Everybody, smash that like button.
Shut up.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news in about 30. Our question of the week. We do it every Thursday at this time. It should trigger a memory. It should trigger something. We'll pose it to you here in just a second, and then you can answer our question of the week. No traffic, by the way, today. Whoever is supposed to be doing it is taking the day off.
Maybe they just fell asleep.
Maybe. Since 11 o'clock this morning.
There was one at 11?
Yeah, last one was 11 a.m.
Well, my theory is then that there was a heroic effort made to go into work, but they partied too hard last night, and it's probably a head on a console situation.
By the way, we've got texters all over telling us that Jax in Lehigh Acres still has plenty of the saw. They get it refilled, and they got it on their shelves. So if you want to get some Stan and Haney barbecue saw, it's at Jackson, Lehigh. Cape Coral Bike Night is this Saturday. It returns, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's always a great time.
You know what?
And I'm in the market for some new turquoise jewelry, so
you'll
have to head down.
They're going to have vendors down there, plenty of food and drink, lots of gifts.
Maybe a leather keychain.
Yep. Southeast 47th Terrace, downtown Cape Coral, is where it's going to be.
Something with some studs.
Things get started at 5 p.m. You can get it there. 5 p.m. on Saturday is when things get started. K-Rock's going to be on the big field stage for the ZZ Top tribute, ZZ's Best. Free admission. Of course, all the food, drinks, vendors there. Lots of surprises as the new season begins for Cape Coral Bike Night. And you want the details, go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. Our question of the week. This is a good one.
It may have been your mom, could have been your grandmother, could have been an aunt, could have been your dad, could have been your brother or sister. Growing up, who was the best cook in your family? And what was their specialty? Now, I'm not talking about necessarily the day-to-day meals. I'm talking about when you knew you were going to have a big dinner and grandma or mom or Auntie Jen were going to go and cook the meal. It was something to behold because they were so good. And maybe it was grandma's blueberry pie. Maybe it was the way dad would go and slow cook a leg of lamb. Maybe mom would go all out with her secret sauces and stuff that she'd put on the meat or the vegetables. 277-9600. We'd love to hear from you. Growing up, who was the best cook in your family? And what was that one specialty thing that they did that nobody could do it better? 277-9600. Best cook in my family was my mom by far. But she used an awful lot of the recipes that my great-grandmother used to use. Everything from her barbecue sauce, salad dressings, recipes for pies made with lard. Those were all handed down from my great-grandmother, who I never saw cook. She was an old lady when I knew her. But that and then going over to the Laporta side of the family, the funeral director, all Italian. The whole family was Italian.
Well, that's because it was acceptable for Italians and Poles
that
to
was
make.
Fine. Oh, yes. They were okay. We would have all kinds of gnocchi, handmade with the wood racks, the ravioli. The sauce that took 100 years to simmer on the stove. All of the Italian pastries and stuff. So you knew you were in for a multi-course meal if we went over to my Aunt Helen and Uncle Tom's house for a Laporta Italian meal. What about you? I know it's got to be your grandmother.
Oh, my Grammy, hands down. But it's just like you were saying. I have to include my mom in that.
But a lot of the hand-me-down recipes.
But my Grammy, she was a great cook, but she was multi-talented. She also made candy.
Yep.
But the thing that my grandmother would do is, it was just, there was no doubt how good a cook she was. And everybody in the family, you know, extended family, friends, everybody knew it. And she knew that they knew it. And so my mom is finding this stuff out the hard way years later when she'll go, oh, I remember when mother used to make this. Let me go see if I got that recipe. And she'll make the recipe and go, you know, that's just not right. And then she'll call a cousin and go, did mother ever give you the recipe?
So she'd leave a few things out of each one that
yes.
she gave. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the recipe I have. Yep. That's nothing like what
different.
I got here. And she did it to everybody in the family.
277-9600.
Now, my mom's figured a lot of them out from trial and error.
Yeah, that's eventually how it's done.
Yeah.
Rob.
But she'd have handwritten in her handwriting, and they'd be two completely different recipes.
Growing up, who was the best cook in your family? What was their specialty? You couldn't wait to go and have a meal if they made it.
After my grandpa died, my Nana moved in with us. And she, from the time I was 5 until the time I was 14, she lived with us. And she made the best mac and cheese. And she said,
was it baked mac and cheese or stove mac and
no,
cheese?
No, baked. She put it in the oven. And to this day, my mom still can't get the recipe down. But every time we eat it, we just lie and tell her it tastes just like Nana's. We don't hurt her feelings.
It was the same thing. Remember when my wife tried to make my mom's baked macaroni and cheese, and it just didn't come out the same. 277-9600.
I will not understand how you talk about all the ethnic influences, and yet your favorite thing ended up being noodle kugel.
That's a Jewish food. Because my dad was in cahoots with a guy, I still remember his name.
Davey Berman.
Nope. Joel Rosenblatt. And he was as ethnic Jewish as he could possibly be. Arranged marriage with his wife. And his wife made the noodle, I think it's pronounced kugel or something like, and it is made with egg noodles and a ton of eggs and cream, and they would bring it over for the holidays, and I fell in love with it. I mean, it's a stroke on a plate, but it's so good.
Anything you call stroke on a plate is going to be tasty.
It's going to be good. Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Jim.
Jim, growing up, who was the best cook in your family? Could be extended family going over for the holidays, and what was their specialty?
Oh, my grandmother by far. She made chicken paprikash, which is a Hungarian kind of a sour cream, kind of with a lot of paprika, and then she'd make some homemade dumplings. Oh, my gosh, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, see, you're starting to think about it now, aren't you? And there's nobody that can replicate it.
I do a pretty good job at it, but I just use noodles. I don't use the dumplings, you know.
Appreciate the call. 27796. Now, I was also told my grandmother on my father's side made wicked Polish food. The stuffed cabbages, the pierogies. And I remember very small her in the kitchen making it, but by the time I was included in the big meals and stuff, she had long stopped cooking, but she used to be in her kitchen, like making a veal ravioli for hours and hours. I, as a kid, was a very finicky eater. And so I would get some of my grandmother's raviolis that she made with real ground veal and all, and I would get a piece of cartilage in there. Like, now I don't want that. Give me the store bought. That's how I was.
I was just raised on good old Southern food.
Yeah. Well, that's where your roots are. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, growing up, who was the best cook in the family? Could be extended family. And what was their specialty?
There was a pretty good tie. My grandfather owned a seafood restaurant, so he was a good cook.
Oh, but
my
nice.
My grandmother was phenomenal when it came to sugar cookies. And apple pie, the desserts, oh, man, the sugar cookies would melt in your mouth.
Yeah, you had some members of the family. Some could do it all, and some with desserts. And Matt Mangus was telling me how his mom used to make candies and stuff, and they were just to die for.
So it was like eating air. It was beautiful.
Appreciate the call.
Now, see, I say I was raised on Southern food, and I was. But I had the best of both worlds because I had my Grammy who had mastered all of that stuff. And then I had my mom who was very interested in things as well. But, you know, she would get off on tangents and, you know, get into French cooking the different stuff.
I remember because my mom would watch the cooking shows, and the popular then was the Galloping Gourmet. And she would have to go and try some of those recipes. Then we went through in the family the fondue phase,
mm-hmm.
when everybody had to have a fondue pot and do all of that stuff. Oh, yeah. But you think, where do we go for the meals for that traditional? And usually it was one woman cooking. Your aunt. Your cousin.
You know, I think back about my grandmother, and it didn't matter if it was a full-on sit-down meal or if I just popped by to say hello.
Yep. Oh, well, let me get you something to eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when she did let me get you something to eat, it was presented like restaurant style. Yep. Everything was done perfectly.
See, when you see your grandparents, you see them get old. My grandmother on my mom's side was an okay cook. She grew up in the Depression, so she used everything when she was like cooking with the gizzards and all that stuff.
Well, she was a different breed of cat.
And I knew I didn't want to go over there when she dropped the Thanksgiving turkey on the floor.
Yeah. But she the things that you've told me about her is she's not your typical nurturing grandmother.
No, never was. Tried to do it, would go and get my great-grandmother's recipes. It was my mom that could pull those off, not her.
Mm-hmm.
Ahoy, who's
very
this?
Very interesting woman.
Yes. Ahoy.
Hey, it's your friend.
Hey, hold on. You stop right now. Am I on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
You're live on the radio. Get off the speakerphone and talk to me like you should.
Give me a sec.
Okay, all right. We got all the time in the world.
Yeah, no problem. We'll stop what we're doing.
La-da-da-da.
How's that?
Spectacular. What about it? Who was the cook?
My mom was the cook. She was born in South Georgia, and she made the best fried chicken in the world.
I don't know about that.
But let me ask you this. Do you have that recipe? Do you know about that oil that she fried that chicken up, that breading and all that stuff? Do you have that recipe?
I do have that recipe.
Send it to me.
Okay, I will do that, but let me just tell you one other thing.
Yes.
Her specialty was Thanksgiving dinner, and she used to do a roast turkey in a brown paper bag.
Oh, sure. I've heard that done before.
Yeah, I mean, it just fell off the bone.
Yep. That's another thing I got to hand to my mom, because we grew up on a farm, and my dad would go and have, you know, the animals slaughtered. So, and then he would bring the boy or the hunk of meat to my mom and say, do something with it. Over the holidays, we had pheasant, we had goose, we had homegrown right on the farm turkey, lamb, beef, duck. And he would just go, here, we just got it back, do something with it. Spectacular. Of course, Stan, when, you know, we would have the geese, I say to myself, I'm eating some goose. We still got a few geese out there. Would they like some?
Uh-huh. You got a mean streak in you. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Thank you. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Jody.
Jody.
How are you?
Good, Jody. Something tells me you're the cook in the family.
Well, I am, but my favorite cook was my mother, and my favorite dish was simply fried potatoes and onions.
So what did she do so special?
See, I love that, and you complained because it would make the studio smell.
Yeah, it would be all...
Oh, my gosh. No, it was delicious. She used to save the bacon fat.
Oh, sure.
And she would fry the potatoes till they were really crispy and caramelized onions.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic. Well, that was the best.
And I caught total hell because I like to eat that when we were doing mornings, and Stan would go, I can't.
Stick up that smell. Well, let me say, your name's Jody?
Yes, sir.
Jody,
yes.
Will you do me a favor? And when you have free time, will you make up some of those potatoes and onions and bring it to Haney?
I would love to.
Oh, I would love that.
You know, we'll get.
Oh, they're awesome! Oh my gosh, they were at some points they were like the main meal of the table
with vegetables around. But
they were so good.
Our receptionist Mary will go and call us and say, "Jody's up front with potatoes and onions for Haney," and we'll go up there and we'll grab it.
Oh, that would be great. Nice and hot and fresh.
Yeah.
Nice and crispy and nice caramelized onions. Perfect.
Yeah. And you're not going to complain about
salt and pepper. Nobody's going to complain about it. Trust me. Nobody's going to be talking because
Stan
gonna be
hates
so good.
The smell.
The smell, I don't want it permeating the room, but what he can do is he can take it home with him.
Well, wait a minute. Do you not like onions? Is that the issue?
I love onions and potatoes and all. Okay. I love it. I used
to get eggs and potatoes O'Brien.
At 7
and
o'clock in the morning.
Scream and yell about it.
He would go, and it bothered me because my stomach was sensitive.
Okay, because I know that some people just can't stand the sight, smell, or taste of onions.
Oh, that doesn't bother me.
I don't know anybody doesn't like potatoes.
No.
I think it was a personal thing. He just took it out.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Okay. All right, well, that's good.
All right, so...
because I'll tell you what, you probably will change your mind after the smell, when I bring those
in. I don't doubt it.
You'll change your mind.
Yeah, well, he will, because you know what? Stan told me he would never eat corned beef until I made him
the proper
corned
beef. It's a different corned beef.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his mom would not go and boil corned beef with cabbage on the stove.
That's the best, though.
His mom would bake it with a glaze on it and then slice it like
delicious.
A roast beef, and it was spectacular.
Oh, Haney, I'm so sorry, because nothing's better than corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, yeah, I can think of a lot of things.
I love corned beef and cabbage.
No, not me, no.
Stan,
not a big fan.
I had to prove him wrong.
I got it wrong, sorry.
Okay, bye, Jody.
Bye. Yeah, got to stop her. 277.
Honest to God truth, you told me you would never eat corned beef, and I dared you. I tried it, and I won you over.
I was not, and I was talking to my wife about this. She said, I'm not a big fan of corned beef. And I said this to her the other day. I said, what, the kind that's cooked on the stove with the cabbage and all that? She said, I've never been a big fan of it. I said, I was never a big fan of it until I tried your mom's recipe of baking a corned beef with the glaze that she put on it. It was spectacular. And you won't give me the recipe. One more.
You would make that?
I would make that. You're darn right I would. You know what? Hold on. You give me the recipe. I'll have my wife bake it up, and I will bring you a ton of it.
Well, she'd have to make two.
Yeah, well, she'll do that.
All right, St. Patty's Day.
How about before, say, that's March. I'd like to have it before Christmas.
Well, I'll have to talk to my mom.
All right. Your mom even said on the phone she would give me the recipe.
Well,
so
she
it's
was
okay.
Being polite.
Oh, for crying out loud. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chad.
Chad, growing up, who was the best cook in your family and what was their specialty?
Had to be, hands down, my Uncle Al. Every Christmas, he would make homemade lasagna.
Yes.
Home, I'm talking from scratch. Everything, the sauce, the pasta, everything from scratch.
And lots of ricotta cheese.
Lots and lots of ricotta cheese. Lots of fat bellies at the end. It was fabulous.
Ah, man, that's just making my mouth water.
You know what? I'm lucky. My mom and my dad are both excellent cooks.
My wife just texted.
My dad makes a homemade pizza that would blow your mind.
She says, done deal.
All right.
You get the recipe. She'll cook you up a whole one. Done. So you can take it home with you and have
And then I can call Jody up and have her make some potatoes.
And onions. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock. Mark Haney in the news is next.
96 K-Rock.
Workplace injury, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
K-Rock. Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney.
Sick, man.
On 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, by the way, from the Absolute Law text line, our Felda people heard us.
Oh, I knew they would.
Buddy Taylor said he would give you guys a call tomorrow, unless you want to talk to him now, and then I can send you his number and you can call him.
No, that's fine.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
You know, I saw something while I was out and about the other day.
Yeah.
I meant to mention it then and I forgot. But it really disturbed me. You know, we're all used to those stickers that say, you know, how's my driving, call 1-800-EAT.
Yeah, you see those on a truck.
Yeah. I saw one where the technology is out of control. You know, they throw out fun and games to get you to say, oh, I like this stuff. What I saw on the back of this vehicle, which I guess is supposed to control other drivers' behavior, is that this vehicle is monitored constantly and will not exceed posted speed limit.
Mm-hmm. I've
Act
seen
accordingly.
It. Yep.
So companies have people driving for them and their speed is monitored.
Yes.
And if they exceed the speed limit,
yes,
they will be sanctioned.
Yes. That's common.
that's nonsense.
Of course it is. And some of these...
So if they're going 46 miles an hour, they'll be written
it'll
up.
It'll be recorded. Yes.
That's no way to live, man.
I've seen some of them where they have that sticker on, and you know how school buses and trucks and all that will stop at a railroad crossing, right? And there's no light or anything. People roll over them all the time unless the lights are going and the gate comes down.
Mm-hmm.
But law has it, if you're a truck, you've got to come to a stop and wait for the complete stop, and then you can proceed, even though there's no train coming. That's the law, I guess, and I've seen the same thing. Speed limit monitored, this vehicle stops at all railroad crossings, and when I had my little mishap back in March, can't get into a lot of details about it, the vehicle involved with me had it all. Cameras, recording systems to monitor speed, all of that stuff.
Didn't help you.
No. No, it didn't.
But that's just insane.
Yep, that's the way it is now.
There are times for your own safety you have to go over the speed limit.
Yep. Well, and I don't know if they're allowed that, but they will go see an acceleration of speed in their report, that they had to pass something or avoid something. And I guess that might be allotted. I don't know. I don't work for a company, thank God, that does that. But I've seen it. And yes, they do. They watch everything that they do. Everything is monitored. Tracking, cameras, speeds. Yes.
I don't care what you do for a living. And regardless of whether it is technology or a person, if you have somebody looking over your shoulder, it's hard to get things done.
Absolute Law text line. UPS uses it to the extreme. It's called telematics, that it's a whole system that they use to watch everything that they do.
I think it's horrible.
Yep.
I mean, you hire a person, you trust their judgment, let them do their job.
Let's get you updated on traffic, brought to you by...
This person, they know I can only do 45 miles per hour. And you've got 10 other vehicles that are not doing 45 miles an hour.
They must pass you safely. Oh, yeah, you can cause an accident that way, but that's what they do. Anger Management Rage Room bringing us traffic this half hour. Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. You want to get all that anger out? Check out amrageroom.com. Luckily, we got something from a road watcher who checked in with us, hopefully in the clearing stages. A crash, Daniels Parkway eastbound, just past I-75. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian, and the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday,
October
10th.
MMXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. You know, I am almost hesitant to do this because I think you may recall more details and know even more about it than I do. So I'll give you the first crack at it, Stan.
All right.
And I'll throw you up a real softball.
All right.
Did Elvis Presley ever go on a world tour?
He couldn't. He did not go ever on a world tour because of his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, who probably, if he went to Europe, would have been picked up.
Elvis never performed outside North America.
Yep.
He did a few concerts in Canada, but that was only in 1957. From then on,
yep,
did not leave the United States.
Elvis begged to do a world tour. He wanted to do
Can you imagine the money he could have made?
And Colonel Tom had a solution. We'll go to Hawaii. This was 1973. And we'll put you up on the satellite. And then it can be beamed around the world live.
All because Colonel Tom Parker thought he'd be arrested.
Colonel Tom Parker, many believe, was not his real name. And believe that he fled to the United States as a young man because he was wanted. And under no circumstances.
And after all this time, nobody's found out definitively.
No. And Elvis was not allowed to go anywhere without Colonel Tom Parker by his side. You got to realize and think about this, people that have management and bands and all that stuff. Colonel Tom Parker, who did absolutely nothing, he marketed, you know, for the time, 50-50 split till the day Elvis died. 50-50.
Till the day he died?
Till the day Elvis died. 50-50. Matter of fact, before Elvis died, he was up for a new negotiation, and everybody around Elvis was saying, drop Colonel Tom Parker. You can go and do a world tour.
And he wouldn't?
And he wouldn't. And Colonel Tom Parker had the unmitigated gall to ask Elvis, this was 76, 77, that he wanted to take a higher share. And Elvis said no, and Colonel Tom didn't push it any further and said, well, okay, we'll stick.
Well, that's perfectly reasonable. We'll stick with what we have, the 60-40 we talked about.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. Elvis was pretty close to broke. You know why Elvis would go and tour when he was so unhealthy, so overweight, so drugged out? He had to. He needed the money.
Mm-hmm. Stan, you know your U.S. presidents like nobody's business.
I try.
What about fake U.S. presidents?
What do you mean?
Has any actor ever won an Oscar for portraying the president of the United States?
Isn't there a movie came out a couple of years ago? I don't know who the actor is that was up for playing Lincoln.
Yes.
I don't know. Who was it?
That would be Daniel Day-Lewis.
He won, didn't he?
Daniel Day-Lewis is the only actor to win an Oscar while playing the President of the United States. He won for Lincoln in 2013.
Yeah, Cliff Robertson didn't win for playing Kennedy. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, that's because that's Marty Sheen's job.
Right.
Six other actors have been nominated for playing the president, but they all lost.
Oh, by the way, back to Elvis. I know that Marvin's looking for the local angle of news and all this. Elvis Presley actually played in Fort Myers. And I think the building that he played in was just recently torn down. It was in downtown Fort Myers. And Elvis did a concert in the 50s in Fort Myers.
Oh, yeah. And
what was the name of the damn building?
I don't know.
But it was run down.
But years and years ago, you and I found out that there's a lot more to Dunbar. They had like Count Basie and everybody in there.
Where did he play?
On May 9th of 1955, he played at the City Auditorium here in Fort Myers.
Take a look at that. I think they just tore it down. It was a big downtown eyesore now.
He came back again July 25th and did it again as well.
Yeah, Fort Myers. Dunbar, back in the day. Oh, people say, oh, that's dangerous. I don't want to go down Dunbar. Duke Ellington used to play down there.
Mm-hmm.
Cab Calloway.
James Brown.
All of the big, big stars of the day would play right there.
All right, back to acting awards.
Oh, sorry.
You know, it's a big club, the acting awards.
Yep.
And once you're in, you're in. Like, Daniel Day-Lewis could be nominated for anything and he'd get it.
Yep.
Ellen Burstyn.
Yeah.
They like her.
Do they?
She received an Emmy nomination in 2006 for Best Supporting Actress in the HBO miniseries Mrs. Harris. And I'm sure she did a fantastic job, but when she was nominated, people realized that although she had the prestigious name, her name,
yeah,
she was on screen for 14 seconds and had a grand total of 2 lines. Well, this upset certain people. And
I bet.
She lost, but the Emmys added a rule the next year that anyone nominated for supporting actor or actress had to be on screen at least 5% of the time.
Makes sense to me.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
I'll bet whoever said, all you need is love, but a little jewelry never hurt anybody, might know Jason and Todd at the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Jason and Todd offer more than just a little bit of jewelry at the Diamond District. They have the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds in Southwest Florida, and they are one of the number one Forevermark diamond dealers in North America. From now to the end of October, Jason and Todd are offering you 27% off diamond stud earrings and stunning fashionable diamond earrings. Elegant inside-out diamond hoops, 27% off. Sweet diamond dangles, 27% off. All diamond stud earrings, 27% off. The Diamond District has nearly 1,000 pairs of diamond earrings to choose from. Visit Jason and Todd today and see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. You simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 27-year-old man near Houston named Alex Carias was out walking his dogs last Thursday when he was struck by lightning.
Yeah, he was.
And a security camera got the whole thing on video. Yes, it's pretty compelling.
He drops like a brick.
I'd like to see that.
And the dog goes running off. It is, I mean, I'm not talking about he stumbles and falls to the ground. He's hit, and you know he's hit.
And like the lights go out.
And he just drops like he's dead. Just boom, face down. Well, here you go. Watch.
Oh.
Yep. Boom, down. No breaking a fall. No, he's just...
Yeah, dogs aren't dumb. They abandon him.
Yep. Yep. They had to go find the dogs.
They jettison the equipment.
Yeah, shoot to the top.
Now.
Yeah, look at him working on him.
There is a very good reason why he hit the ground the way that he did.
Oh, it's Kool-Aid.
It's either Kool-Aid or the drunk guy on the airplane that threw up in the girl's hair. Yeah, so when he was struck by lightning, it immediately stopped his heart.
Yeah.
Face first onto the pavement. But luckily, he was walking past a veterinarian's office when he got hit. And one of the employees who should have been working instead was daydreaming and staring out the window and saw it happen. A woman named Christy Mittler sprang into action and told her coworkers, that guy needs CPR. And when they got to the man, his clothes were all burned up. His shoes and socks had been ripped in half.
Yep.
And there was a crater in the concrete. They immediately started chest compressions and called 911. And thanks to those people in the vet's office, only because they got to him immediately, he made it. By the time paramedics showed up, he was breathing on his own again. He did an interview the other day, and boy, does he have a shiner from hitting the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
According to him, he had no idea he'd been struck by lightning until he was on his way to the hospital in a helicopter. That's the first thing he remembers. He is extremely grateful to the strangers who truly saved his life.
I've been watching the TV news about it, and 80% of the reporting, first concern, were the dogs all right?
No, they abandoned him.
They had to go find
him. And fled.
Yep.
Two women from Camden, New Jersey, apparently were looking to purchase an express ticket to hell. Because they decided it would be a good idea to cheat during church bingo night. An eagle-eyed church volunteer, not named, we'll call her Ms. Bedinsky,
yep,
caught 71-year-old Teresa Davis and 38-year-old Keisha Brockington.
Hey, Keisha.
Taping numbers onto their bingo cards to win the big bingo prize.
Yep, a whopper.
The jackpot.
Yep.
Which was just a little under $200.
Yep.
The church called the police, and these lovely ladies were arrested on charges of improper behavior.
Yeah, well, that'll get you every time.
A spokesperson from the church wants everyone to know it's all on the up and up. They've been running the games for 20 years and never had anything like this happen. So come on down, folks.
Yep.
Jackpot's even bigger.
Yep, we're looking at $250 tonight.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, if you ask people what's funny, they'll have a hard time answering you. But I can tell you one very specific instance that is always funny, as long as it's not you and you're not affected.
Right.
And that is unbridled, inappropriate anger.
Yep.
When somebody just loses themselves in anger, they will do the most ridiculous things.
You gotta learn to control yourself like I do.
Indeed. And we have the perfect example. Again, it is hilarious as long as it's not you and you're not involved.
Right.
A man in Phoenix was stewing Sunday night because the people in the apartment above him were being too loud for his liking. He went and banged on their door and yelled at them to quiet down. They ignored him. Which upped the anger another level. When he realized they were ignoring him.
Yeah.
Wasn't that they couldn't hear him knocking.
Oh, they heard him.
They just didn't care.
Nope.
Well, at that point, he went to plan B, the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He grabbed his gun and began shooting into the ceiling. You gotta know your weapon, mm-hmm, and your ammunition, oh, yeah, and what they are and are not capable of.
Yep. That's why they'll tell you in your house, always, if you're going to use it for protection, you want the 40 caliber. Your 22 will just make them mad. And, you know, I'm sorry, but you get a 38, it's been known to ricochet.
So he grabbed his gun and began shooting into the ceiling at the loud people who went out of their way to ignore him. Now, Perhaps for a moment this felt good to the man, but not for long. Because one of the bullets ricocheted down and hit him square in the face.
Ooh!
He was taken to the hospital in what doctors call critical condition. The people partying upstairs were not injured, and we don't even know if they were aware.
Well, keep the party going.
Charges against the dumbass are pending. You only hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. And that's the news for today, Thursday.
That's a little early.
Stepping on me. 10th.
Double M. Oh, you're stepping on me. Double M XIX.
You know what? I've got a good mind to go to the digital program director about this.
I'm looking, stepping on. That's it. That's it. We're going to the digital program
director. Oh, Marvin will be informed.
Oh, yes, he will. And actions will be taken. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
Wait till Marvin finds out about
it. Oh, man, please. I don't want to be in the building when
that
happens.
Oh, no. Here go hell come.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Rob Show, who right now has two vehicles in the parking lot.
Do they have a key to either of them?
I don't know. He barely got his Class B van started, his RV, and then he's got a Jeep where he doesn't have a key. Well, he'll have a 6 o'clock safe word for you, a chance to win a thou. And, of course, we got the big Friday show tomorrow.
Dave might have messed up.
What's the matter?
Well, I told the newly minted digital program director to his face that I didn't like him.
You did. And now he's the DPD.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I got a few things to report to him after this day's show.
Yep, being stepped on.
Yep. He's going to write that Rob Show up.
No traffic.
No traffic. So how about a little of this?
What the hell happened there?
What happened? How about a little of this?
Well, howdy do.
Howdy.
This is the Coalition.
Junior.
I ain't a politician, but I've got views. Some folks want to ban cars. Some want to get rid of Fender guitars. Why don't you do your thing and we'll do our thing too? Now they want to take my cigarettes and all my good whiskey. And these damn coalitions, they are after you and me.
They are.
They want to get rid of my 44s and all the R-rated films.
Yeah, those R-rated films.
We'd all love to get rid of them. And this is the Coalition to ban coalitions. The views of a musician. Yeah, I've got some. Some folks want to ban cars. Some want to get rid of electric guitars. Why can't everybody else leave everybody else alone?
Yeah!
Now the latest thing they want to stamp out is violence on TV. And the worst of all is that Oscar-winning rabbit Bugs Bunny. Farewell, Foghorn Leghorn. So long, Yosemite Sam. They're messing with our heroes, and we gotta stop them now.
They are
indispensable.
And this is the Coalition to ban coalitions. I ain't a politician, but I've got views. Some folks wanna ban cars. Some wanna get rid of Fender guitars. Why don't you do your guitars? Why can't everybody else leave everybody else alone? Hey, you do your thing and we'll do our thing too.
Sounds fair enough to me. You tell them, Hank Jr.
You know, they will have to stamp out dust.
Yeah, that Oscar-winning rabbit Bugs Bunny.
Yep.
Let's laugh.
Damn right.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I love my mom, but she's crazy, right? She thinks she's psychic. She has these nightmares that she believes are premonitions of the future, and for some reason they always involve my death, right? I'm glad you think my potential death is funny. She'll come up to me on the phone, all freaked out. Oh, thank heavens you're alive, son. Thank God you're safe. Settle down, Mom. I'm fine. What is it this time? Oh, well, on Sunday night, I had this horrible nightmare. That on Monday, you were going to die in a fiery car crash. So why are you calling me on Thursday? I didn't want you to worry. Love you too, Mama. She was always very overprotective when I was a kid. Makes me scared to do things as an adult, you know. During the summer, sometimes my family, we'd go on vacation. My brother and sister and I, we'd want to go swimming. My mom would freak out and lose her mind. Don't go in the water past your knees, because the undertow. The undertow will suck you down. It's like we're at the pool, Mom, okay? Why don't you put down the martini and get out of the sun? I'm 18 years old. I think I got this swimming down. These water wings are ripping out my pit hair. I need some Vaseline, Mama. A grown man should never say that sentence out loud in public for the record.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
Keep your eyes looking at me right now. Not even at him. You can look at him. I don't. Just stay even envisioned.
Because I thought I was doing you a favor there, bud.
I thought you were too.
Now look.
Okay.
He still hasn't found his key to his Jeep.
Oh, he never will.
So there was an all-out...
Because he said that the guy maliciously took his key.
I understand that. That's passe now. He's got $250 and they're going to make him a new key.
Where's he getting $250
from? I don't know.
I haven't gotten that yet.
I don't have $250. So I didn't... So they had the all-out search going on here. And I... You know what? I should get a thank you after this is over with. Although maybe a half a thank you.
You mean the entire building was enlisted?
People were looking around.
Because I know Karen was looking.
I know. People were looking around. Matt Mangus.
That's Mick Mungus. Matt Mangus.
Was in here looking. Now, we always know that this place, in this room.
There's things you don't want to find.
Yes. And there's odors. And it's like, is this coming off me? I don't think so. Matt is in here, and this is where it gets sick. Matt's in here, and he goes behind the record or the CD rack. Yeah, there's still CDs. We don't play them, but they're still back there. And lo and behold, he finds...
An original copy of The Singing Senators?
No. Good luck finding that.
That's probably worth like $1,000 now.
He finds... Not a small one. A mummified bullfrog.
Oh, so that's what this is.
Yes.
I knew it
now,
was a carcass
of
some kind.
Hold on a second. So, this isn't...
Why'd he put it in my trash?
Look. You... It's in your trash.
Yeah, why did he put it in my trash?
And you should say thank you. You know why?
Why?
Because I come in here today. Last night they found the mummified bullfrog. It's a big one. Still in sitting position and dried out like through and through.
Yeah, it looks like he died doing what he loves.
Yep, waiting for bugs. They yep. got him. So they find this, and I'm not talking about a little toad or a tree frog. This is a bullfrog.
Different world after Irma.
Sure is. They take this mummified bullfrog.
How would a bullfrog get in here?
They come through the door. There was a lot of water here during Irma.
But there's also several different layers of doors.
And you also know that it was coming through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Right through the light fixtures.
Right through the electrical right fixture.
They can be anywhere. So Matt thinks it's funny to take this mummified bullfrog and put him right there on the counter. So I'm walking around putting stuff in the room here and getting my stuff ready. And I'm going, oh my God, it's a mummified bull. It disturbed me. So what happens? I said, get it out of here.
It's like the King Tut of bullfrogs.
Yeah, I said, get it out of here. Get this. This is inappropriate. Get this out.
No, he threw it in my trash. He didn't take it out.
No, I did.
Oh, so he ignored a direct order from you?
No. I said, get it out. I wouldn't touch it. Rob wouldn't touch it. Nobody wanted to touch it, including the chief engineer who didn't want to touch it. You know what the chief engineer said? And I stopped him. You'll verify this.
I can verify.
He said, you know what? We don't throw this thing away. Let's put it right on Haney's keyboard to his computer and have him sit down and have that mummified bullfrog staring right at him. I said, I forbid that. And you got him kicked into the garbage pail.
All right. Because I don't want Richard to feel like he got ripped off. I will give you now the same reaction that I would have as if the bullfrog was on the keyboard.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. somebody's a comedian.
Yeah, that's what you'd say.
Dave, get this bullfrog out of here.
Yeah, well, Dave would have done it. He Dave, wasn't here.
Dave will eat it.
You don't want to eat this. This thing has been hollowed out. Something has been feeding on it.
It would be like Jack Link's bullfrog.
This is the kind that you see. Remember the Budweiser frogs?
Yep.
Like that. Hollowed out, still in his sitting position, eyes open, ready to go, bud.
Well, what does that say about the air in here if it mummified instead of just
rotting? It's bad.
The ancient
Egyptians, that in.
They had a process they had to go through with a lot of different chemicals to make it look like that.
Yep. What have we been breathing? When a frog...
You know what? If you and I were overcome with fumes and nobody checked on us, we'll end up just like that bullfrog.
Yes, we
look
would.
At them. They're sitting in the chair right by the microphone.
They're still there. They're good. They don't miss shows.
Yep.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.